This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Hi.
Aisling, now tell us what happened last night, because when you listen to the show, you'll hear Aisling give a little bit of a safer version without the mention of alcohol about what happened last night.
She was locked last night.
Yeah, I absolutely was.
Yeah. Can you, because obviously you listening, you're going to hear the show, right? Stick with us. Aisling will explain her evening. Actually, it's like the first thing we do on the show, so you're going to hear it really soon.
Yeah.
But now hear the real version uncensored. Go.
I explained it really badly on the show because I was so conscious of not mentioning alcohol because we're not allowed.
And also because you were probably still drunk.
I actually was, I think. Because I don't remember. Like, I had a phone call with Alex last night when I got home. Don't remember it. Oh,
wow.
Pretty much. Anyway, so I went over to practice singing for my friend's wedding, and it was on in her future in-law's house. And basically the bits that you didn't hear on the show that you won't hear in a second is that when I arrived, I was handed a glass that was filled with champagne.
Okay.
I did one little bit of singing for about 15 minutes. I came out and a magnum of wine was opened.
What's
That's
a
like
magnum of wine?
A magnum of wine is like a jumbo bottle of wine. Like
no.
Maybe 2 litres.
Not the fucking big ones.
Huge.
Jesus.
That was opened.
Always drink responsibly.
Always.
Callum
don't
walked
do,
in.
Don't do this. And the wine glass I was given was deceptively big.
Oh no.
So it looked like a normal size glass of wine that I was given, but it was in fact huge. Had probably 2 glasses of the wine.
Which is probably equates to a regular bottle of wine if the glass is
open. Yeah, that honestly, size of a bottle, though, they must have thought today was a special,
wild.
Then special occasion.
They're like, Aisling, you can't leave without having a little limoncello. And I do like limoncello. So I had a limoncello. And then we'll sing once more, guys. And you know what's great for your voice? Jaeger. I was like, sorry, in what world? No, Aisling, Jaeger's brilliant. Fucking 2 shots of Jaeger on a Wednesday night.
Stop it.
In the in-law's house.
It's not your in-laws.
No, I know. Yeah, thankfully.
That's
I wouldn't
wild,
survive.
Man.
I know. They're so fun. Like, they're just great crap.
Did you get a tassie?
My friend drove me home. She was sober. She wasn't
Stop.
Drinking. So it was
Sorry,
like me.
So she's the bride-to-be and she didn't drink?
Because she was driving us out there. Because none of us thought anyone was drinking. It was just a singing rehearsal. Next thing I'm coming home twisted.
Ringing her fella and she's no recollection of it.
No recollection.
I know I was on the phone to him, but I can't
Couldn't
remember
you
what we were
talking about
at all.
That's so funny, man. I had a very calm night. My housemate was on a date, so I literally sat on the couch and watched people just do nothing for the entire evening and the entire afternoon. It was so boring. I went to bed at like 9:30.
I went and met my friend and had 3 glasses of wine.
Yeah, you had a fair bit as well.
Wednesday night. Lads, I swear, I came to work today. I didn't even know you were out and I didn't even know you were out. And I came to work and I was like, do you know what? Wednesdays are kind of like the new Thursdays, which are the new Fridays. I swear,
it'll be Tuesday.
People are going out on Wednesday.
Yeah, I went to a restaurant last night and I didn't even book a table. Now, sorry, like in advance, I arrived at Dundrum and I just popped my head in being like, we were going to have a little mooch around myself and my friend. I was like, can I book a table for like an hour's time? And they actually had to like proper like check if there was space.
Yeah.
I was like, it's fucking Wednesday.
Yeah. It's insane, like.
This is crazy.
The boom is back, lads.
I know.
This is great.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
And as it's Thursday already, that's all right, isn't
Not
it?
Not bad grand. At all.
That's
Not
fine.
Bad. That's easy.
That we can handle.
We can do that.
I'll take it. That's grand.
100%.
Yeah. How are you?
Lads.
Fantastic.
Trying to be a little bit of an eco king yesterday.
Oh, right? Yeah?
I bought clothes online, okay, and they arrived and they're like, actually nice clothes. Usually I just order like crap clothes or whatever, but they're actually kind of nice clothes.
Some good quality stuff.
Yeah, that's you know good. I mean?
Lasting.
I feel like I'm getting into that era as well. I'm like, I want 2 of everything.
Yeah, like, I get that.
And then I'm so over
I literally got four pairs of pants yesterday.
Okay.
Oh,
and on the pants, right, comes a tag. Obviously you'd take off. But it's not like a plastic tag. It's the metal bracelet looking tag.
Right, okay. So how are you expected to get that one off?
Well, no, it's the one that you just kind of pop off.
Ah.
And you can connect them to other ones if you wanted to make one very, very long metal tag. Do you know the ones I'm talking about that are like little beads? Little metal beads?
Oh, not really.
Okay.
Oh, I think I do.
Yeah.
Clicky in.
Yeah, those kind of vibes,
like
right?
Like key ring, not a key ring.
Yes, exactly.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You just pop them in and it's fine or whatever.
God, I haven't seen one of them in a while.
Either at all.
They were always must have been good
around.
Quality stuff.
It was good quality stuff. So I was just like, oh, this is interesting. I like this little metal tag or whatever. And so I connected them all together to make
an unbelievably cool chain.
Yeah, a chain, like a necklace or whatever.
Why aren't you wearing it?
And I put it on, I was like, oh, this is not as cool as I thought it was going to look. It looks like someone has taken clothes tags and connected them and put them around my neck.
And it looks like something a kid in primary school might do.
Literally, I remember, and it's funny you say that, because I remember like using to take staplers and bend them to make it look like I had earrings.
Oh, right. Wow.
As in the staple.
When I was like 6 years old or something, right? And just used to bend the staple to make it look like I had earrings. And
around
my ear. And that was the vibe I'm getting from the necklace.
There's just something I'm looking for here in this story. You said, guys, I was being a bit of an eco king yesterday.
I didn't want to buy fast fashion chains. I thought, why don't I make my own chain with what was given to me?
It's giving junkature.
That's exactly what I thought it was. And it was just junk.
Hit music now.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning, morning.
What? I had a mad night.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did.
Why? Go on.
Completely unexpectedly. The occasion of the night was a singing rehearsal for my friend's wedding, which is coming up in just over 2 weeks. Okay? The rehearsal was being held in my friend's fiance's parents' house.
God, that's quite a stretch.
Mm. Her fella's parents. And I've met them before and they're brilliant crack.
And so why did they host you there in particular? Did you have to just sing in front of his parents?
Yeah, that sounds weird. So his mom is also singing.
Right.
And they have a friend who's like this incredible pianist. So he came to the parents' house and he practiced with the mom and then practiced with me as well.
Yeah, that makes more
sense.
He's
like an organ player as well. Okay. I thought I was playing with some like piddly person who can play Frère Jacques.
Yeah.
And he's like incredible. I'm like, it's actually kind of an honour to sing with him. Anyway, so the occasion was this very, you know, nice formal event, or like 2 hours in and out. I left at 5:30 and I didn't even eat my dinner because I was like, sure, I'll be home by 8.
Yeah.
And I'll have my dinner then. Reader, she was not home by 8. Okay. So there was more chatting and sipping done than singing.
I'd say
there was about 15 minutes worth of singing done and the rest was chin wagging. Then bloody, you know, all sorts of standing up, me doing demonstrations of performances. So it started off like very demure.
How many were there?
There was just the parents, me, the couple, the pianist.
Right, okay.
About 6 of us, right? Came in very polite. Oh, hello, lovely to see you. Are you excited for the wedding? Oh, lovely, that'll be great now. And you're playing the piano, very nice. And Aisling, would you have a little sandwich? Oh, well, I'd love, I might have a nibble of a sandwich. That'd be very nice. Will you have a drink? Oh, just a tiny, no, thank you. Just a tiny, thank you very much. Cut to a few hours later.
Her eyes, they shine like diamonds.
Effectively.
I thought
any more sandwiches there, Jackie? Virgil, will you give us a tease of the speech there? Tell us what's coming up in the speech. Sure, we'll all go in now. We'll do the big performance for everybody. Lads, it was mad. I wasn't home till after 11.
Stop.
This wedding is 3 days long.
Oh,
I'm
my
not
God.
Going to survive. I barely survived the singing rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It was mad.
This is very intense.
I know.
Did you have a ball?
There's some crack.
What was going on? Like, what else? Was the pianist putting on other performances?
No. It was just around the table, chatting and laughing and lolling and stories. And
that's insane.
The giddies. Because the giddies for the wedding.
When is it?
It's in 16 days.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's going up. So, Ash, they're in great form.
Oh, everybody is just on wedding mode.
Oh, my God, I've never been, like, that close in terms of around, say, someone. Well, my sister, actually. Never mind. I take that back. But, yeah, I know what you mean.
It wasn't as much crack as that wedding, obviously.
The wedding is obviously just one day, but the lead-up is so fun, and then you're so sad when it's over.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
so
what a letdown.
There's such a build-up. Like, I honestly think that night last night was probably better than most people's weddings.
Yeah.
Really?
I swear to God.
Yeah.
It was mad.
What are the songs we're singing?
Mainly the ones for the performance, I suppose.
Go on, give
In
us
the
go.
Church?
Yeah.
Right. Is it a bit of Here I Am, Lord?
And I can't help falling in love.
I hope
with
you're not going to sing it like that.
I'm not going to sing it like that.
Go on, go on.
She's
go on.
An Elvis impressionist.
Sure, I have no bloody voice after last night anyway.
Give us a little.
No.
Come on.
No.
Imagine she does that at the wedding.
I did that now last night.
Imagine she does that at the wedding. Go on, sing that. No. Pay
She's
me.
An Elvis impersonator. Imagine Elvis. Ashley Bonner. She has a really good Elvis impression. Book her in for the
wedding.
But
she did it in the mass, which was a bit weird. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I came across a story this morning, right? And the headline just sounded like a massive lie. So I clicked into it because I was absolutely clickbaited. And it turns out the story is weirdly true. It's about an 8-year-old girl who was so eager to go shopping that she robbed her mother's car. She's 8. And drove more than 10 miles to go to Target.
What a queen.
What? She must be very
queen.
Tall.
I was just thinking that.
I always wondered that as well.
Like 8-year-old is only a few years older than my niece. She's like up to my waist. How'd you reach the pedals?
Do you just put like bricks strapped into your feet or something?
Yeah, like Father Ted.
Yeah.
Essentially, the police received a call about a young girl driving on the road or whatever. And basically, even the police were having a bit of a laugh about this, saying, well, I finally found a woman who's in more of a hurry to shop at Target than my wife. Finally, she made it and was immediately located by police. Her relatives then were quoted in this article saying, we did let her finish her frappuccino. We're not mean.
What the hell? She
sorry,
killed
she stole
someone.
Her mother's car, drove over 10 miles to Target, and it's like, we're not mean. We let her finish her little frappuccino.
Sure,
Target.
She's 8 years old. Sure, she'd be working.
Yeah. She did admit to the police that she did hit one mailbox, which was damaged on the way. And apart from that, she was absolutely grand.
I thought you were going to say one mail. Like, well, at least it wasn't a woman.
That's a true story. 8 years old.
Wow. You know what's funny is I also came across a really weird story this morning.
You couldn't have.
A story that kind of doesn't sound real almost. A woman avoided paying her bill in a restaurant after she found a cockroach in her food.
Oh, wild. Right?
This happened in Mexico, right? The woman who found the cockroach threatened to kick up a scene if the restaurant charged any of the family for the meal. She was like, I just found a cockroach in my meal.
Yeah, fair, honestly.
Like, you can't charge us for this meal. It's disgusting. After she was let off the bill, the staff checked CCTV. This woman brought the cockroach in.
No, she didn't.
In a
cheeky wagon.
In a little jar. Right, and she got a butter knife and scooped it out onto the food after she was done, tipped it out after the meal, called the waitress over and was like, look. And your woman was like, dear God, took it away. And they didn't charge her.
Oh,
she was
God.
Like, I'm going to go mad if you charge me. Think about how many places they've done this.
Absolutely.
Isn't that insane?
What a little wagon.
Do you know what? I take your 8-year-old driving and your cockroach and I raise you another story that sounds completely unreal. A woman failed a college exam because while taking the exam, a meatball fell out of her sandwich, landed on her laptop and logged her out.
Nah. I actually don't believe
you. No, lads, this is legit.
That happened to me all the time.
The student was named Sam Lee. She wasn't finished the exam yet, but she got logged out by the meatball. She received a grade of 39%.
Fail.
Yeah, fail. A full-on fail. And her only kind of recourse was to come clean. So she actually emailed the lecturer and told the truth. And the lecturer replied saying, well, this is certainly a new and unusual excuse for a low score. But for that reason, it seems unlikely that you've made it up. And they gave her an extension.
Oh, thank God.
She was able to complete the test.
That's amazing.
Any meatball issues.
So can I just get, I know that it sounds like a lie, but it's true. But I just get it in my head. She didn't have the meatball sandwich in an exam hall. She was doing this privately.
Must have been doing it at home.
Right.
Remotely. Yeah, meatball fell. You know, the usual.
They're dangerous,
meatball falls out, logs you out. You know, the age old conundrum. Yeah,
if I had a euro for every time.
I would have no euros.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish and guests on Spin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what my favourite like going out for dinner situation is? Anything tapas. Always a good vibe. But yesterday I met my friend for dinner and sadly at the time we were both incredibly hungry and to say we overdid it.
Oh no. Never go for tapas when you're hungry.
When you're hungry, yeah. No, but do you know what I mean? It was one of those menus where you just had a little pencil and you ticked what you wanted.
Oh yeah.
Okay, go on,
like,
what did you get?
Tick, tick, tick. Oh lads, I want all the... I actually was embarrassed because I was like, can I just ask for all the croquets?
Yeah.
And nothing.
Croquettes.
Yeah.
Croquettes, sorry.
Can we get that by 6?
Can we just get all of the croquettes, please? The jamon, the chicken, everything. Delicious.
What about patatas bravas?
Got a bit of patatas bravas going on as well. Oh, lads, just top tier. But you know what's bad? Because there's so much oil and stuff that you have to mop up with the bread.
And you have to mop it up or you'll get in trouble with the waitress.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you get fined.
Yeah.
Bit of a gurgly belly this morning.
Ooh.
Worth it.
Absolutely.
Recharged.
Emma, David, Ashling with you.
Hello.
We had good crack yesterday chatting about times when you have completely overreacted, and it was inspired by a kind of troubling night that I had the other night where I thought somebody was breaking into my apartment building. I called the guards. Four guards came up the stairs from two Garda vans and sure, it was just my neighbours coming home from their holidays. They were standing in their landing with their suitcases.
I think feel like anything is embarrassing if four guards show up.
Exactly.
You know, like, if nothing is that big a deal.
Even if there was someone there with a gun, yeah. I'd still be embarrassed by four guards coming.
Stop that.
Oh, jeez, lads, I only needed two.
So we got loads of messages yesterday about times you've overreacted, and we want to come back to some of them today.
Here's Kieran.
Here's a bit of an overreaction for you. I live right next door to a graveyard, and last year, at about 10:30 at night, it was really dark, and I seen two men pull up beside the graveyard, get out, and they went over to a grave, and under a phone torchlight, they started banging away at a grave. And, like, for ages, they had shovels, and they were putting, like, looks like they were putting muck into sandbags and, like, being real suspicious and putting the sandbags back in their boot and all. And I rang my neighbour and said, do you see these guys out at the graveyard? And we were like, geez, that doesn't look right at all. Like, what are they doing? Are they grave robbing? Are they vandalising a grave? No idea what's going on. So we rang the guards. Guards showed up eventually, but the two gentlemen had disappeared at this stage. So we went over to the grave and they were kind of inspecting it and couldn't figure out what was going on. And there's a chipper right across the road from the graveyard. So they turned around and were like, I was like, oh, actually, there's the two men there. And so the guy's like, hold on. As they were coming out of the chipper with their bag of chips, they chatted to the two gentlemen and they came back to us and they said, oh, yeah, they're actually heading off to a football match early in the morning. So they came up and wanted to get the grave dug early for a funeral in the morning.
Oh my God. They're just grave diggers.
They're just grave diggers.
Oh my God, stop it. Oh my God.
They've been
looking at me like they're robbing graves.
Yeah, they're actually just digging it.
Getting the work done because they have a match on in the morning.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my goodness. I had quite the overreaction, which you two know about, a few weeks ago. So I'm obviously newly in a relationship, and Jack is a great texter, really good, and we'd be chatting away, and he's got two phones. One's his work phone and one's his personal phone. Now, he is a bit of a klutz, and I've witnessed it myself. There's battery dead on one. You don't know where the message is going to come from. There's always two phones.
And he lives in England, so.
He lives in England, exactly, right? So we don't really be chatting away, and then I got a message from him, probably lunchtime, whatever, fine, I replied. And bearing in mind that Jack works even earlier in the morning than us, so he'd be in work for 5, okay? So 7 o'clock that evening, still no word, not totally abnormal. 10 o'clock at night, still no word. I kind of was like, I give him a call now. I'm getting a little concerned. That's a bit strange. I was like, maybe he's gone to work night out or something. I don't know, whatever. Mm. But when I woke up the next morning to still no message, I started seeing red. Yeah. I was like, God, I was thinking, you know, you think the worst, lads. You think the worst. So I was in here in work, and I think about 7:30, I turned to you two and was like, lads, what do you think's going on here?
And I'm usually the one to like kind of be like, oh, no, Emma, don't worry about it. You're just overthinking that. And I went, he hasn't texted since when?
Which didn't help.
No, it didn't. And Dave went, I'd be fuming.
I would go mad.
Yeah, and it was kind of a thread throughout the whole show. Like, off air, we were like, anything yet? No,
nothing. Jesus, yeah. Like, we were all coming up with our theories.
I was so uncomfortable.
Happened.
I was this is just awful.
By after the show, around 10:30, I was like, lads, I don't know what to do. I don't have contact details for any of his friends. I don't have contact details for any of his family. I added his mother on Facebook.
Before.
Who I hadn't even met yet. And literally within 10 minutes, I get a text saying, at this point, you probably had 3 missed calls and 3 messages or whatever. And I get a message back saying, sorry, in a meeting.
Excuse me.
Immediately deleted the request to the mother on Facebook, praying that she hadn't seen it yet. And essentially, he had left his work bag and work with the two phones and didn't bother going back to get them.
I'd go mad.
That was the story. Oh, he learned a lesson not to do that again.
I'd say that if the mother saw the friend request, she'd be like, well, fair play to her.
Totally. Sam was on as well.
When I was about 6 months pregnant, I had cravings for just a cream donut. So I'm walking all the way down to the town. Said I'll be healthy, I'll walk, I'll get the cake, I'll be grand. Went down, stood in the queue. I was like, oh, there's like 6 cream donuts there. Happy days, I'm sorted.
Oh, no.
And then some man in front of me turns around and he's like, hey, can I have the rest of them cream cakes? And I just went, no! I topped my voice and the whole queue just stopped and looked at me and I went,
months pregnant and I need one of them cakes. I don't care. Just give me one. Just one. Don't take six. So he started laughing and he said, no problem. You can have two. I keep that. He said, keep two of those cakes for that girl there. I was like, thank you so much. Oh, really appreciate that. And I was nearly crying on his shoulder with gratitude. I just needed to have them cakes. Overreaction big time.
No, you know what's so funny is when you go to the deli and the three sausage rolls left and some fella comes up and is like, oh, the three sausage rolls. Like, damn you!
And you do want to just be like, no! No!
So you can only do that when you're pregnant. That's good to know.
Okay, you're screwed.
Yeah, I can never do that.
Oh, lads, a corker has just come in from Stephen on this. I will have to call him in a sec. Taylor Swift now, though, here at Spin. Yesterday in the show, Aisling brought us a whopper story about how she totally overreacted the other night about an incident in her apartment. And on the back of that, lots of people have been getting in touch with times that they have fully overreacted, including, I think, my favourite just there from Sam, who was 6 months pregnant, really wanted a cream cake, got down to pick one up, and the guy in front said, I'll have all the cream cakes that are left in there, please. And she said, no!
I love that so much.
Some of the stories have been fab. If you missed yesterday's, you can catch them up on the podcast, Fully Charged Recharged. But in the meantime, Stephen has just got in with an absolute cracker. Stephen, when did you totally overreact?
Back when I was living in Scotland, I was seeing a girl who was living in Edinburgh at the time. I was driving back from her house at about 3 a.m. To my hometown. I was going down the motorway, not another car on the motorway. And I saw what looked like, and I swear to this day, it looked like a UFO hovering above the motorway. So I actually stopped the car, got out the car and looked at it. And even then, it still looked like a UFO. So when I got, I swear to God, now there is a conclusion to this story. Okay. So I thought it would look like a UFO. And I was totally spooked. So when I got back to my hometown, I drove straight to the police station.
No.
And I told them about it.
No.
And the lads were just, they're obviously just looking at me like, so I've no doubt that when I left the police station, they were all having a good giggle about it in the back office.
And what then did you say? What, how did you describe it?
It was genuinely like multicoloured lights in the sky in a certain shape. But the next day, when I was reading the newspaper, it turned out that the Leonids meteor shower was that night.
Oh, right.
So it turned out that it was something, but I actually thought it was a UFO. But just the fact that at 19, I thought I should go to the police station and report it is embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
So cute, Stephen.
Oh, that's adorable.
And actually, what you witnessed was a beautiful meteor shower.
It was, yeah, genuinely. But at the time, and I was standing on this motorway, there's like, it's the middle of the night, clear skies. There was another car around. It was 3 a.m. It genuinely looked like something. To this day, I still don't know why I thought, you know what, before I go home, I'm just going to nip into the police station and let them know what I've seen.
They should know about this.
Yeah.
You're like Chicken Little.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It's totally scarlet, man. It's scarlet.
I feel like to this day you're still trying to defend it as well, which I love.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm glad. If I hadn't read the paper to this day, I'd still be wondering what it was that I saw. Like, you know, I'd be telling people that. I saw a genuine UFO.
Oh, God. Bad. Unreal.
Well,
Stephen,
well done. You're a good citizen reporting on all the dodgy things around.
Yeah, we're lucky to have you.
The Irish police would have taken you seriously, Stephen. I promise you that.
I'm sure they were. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall in the police station after I left, seriously.
Thank you, Stephen.
See you, Stephen.
Have a good
no
day.
No worries.
Good luck. Do you ever just feel real thick? Like, I'm sure everyone does, but it just happens a lot more often when you're me. And I just feel like I've my tail between my legs today because I went up to the receptionist in work yesterday and I was like, so is there any post for me by any chance? I was waiting on a package for a couple of days or whatever. She was like, no, God, it might come in later this afternoon though. And I was like, yeah, grand. I'll come back tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be fine. And then I went home and it was there and I was like, oh yeah, I ordered to my house and not to work.
Poor Zoe, probably anyone came in all day. She's like, anything there for
yeah, David? She's going to be checking all week.
I might just keep playing with her just every so often, go for any posts.
No sign, no.
They're terrible, that company. They still haven't sent it
honestly
to me, Zoe.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Hi there. What is the story?
What's happening?
Good morning.
How are we? Happy Thursday.
I had a beautiful swim yesterday in the sea.
Oh, did you go to the Vico?
No, I went to Sea Point this time.
Oh, very nice.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? because I've lost my mojo.
No, I'm with her, to be honest. Like, I don't know how you do it.
No, I used to be so fun. Like, I remember as a kid just loving the sea and not caring about the cold. Yeah. And I'm like, there's something that just stops me doing it.
Do you know what? There was so many people there. It was so nice. There was like easily 50 people in the water. And in the afternoon, I was like, do you guys not have jobs? But yeah. I suppose I was there too.
I always wonder that when I'm going to the gym at like 11 a.m. I'm like, literally, you know, where are you, why are you not working?
I had a box.
Do you also do a breakfast show?
Like, what's your story?
I was literally at a gym class the other day at 12:30 and I was like, why are you all here?
Yeah, but I think I've actually been swimming more in September than I did the whole summer.
Well, clearly,
the weather's actually been sort of nice. But because it was quite warm yesterday, I found it even harder because obviously the difference in temperature, my body was warm and then the water, it was so cold. And I was like walking. It was quite deep, so I walked like down steps and then eventually I just dunked.
Did it take ages for you to dunk?
That's the thing. You can't take too long. And I'm not like an expert on swimming, but like, you have to just go for it.
But yeah, I love
you're
that.
You're always told that.
It's
that,
not going to get like, any easier. Like, you're just delaying the pain. And after literally 1 minute, you will be fine. But you stayed in for about half an hour.
I love delaying the pain. I love that. I'm really good at delaying the pain. And it's actually grand. I mean, if you get in 1 minute, you're going to be really, really cold for in 1 minute. But if I get in 10 minutes, I'm really going to be really, really cold in 10 minutes. But it means I've been warmer for longer than you.
That's a really weird logic. And also, do you ever get in the sea?
No, never.
And
terrified.
What did you do for your half an hour? Were you doing like the breaststroke and a thing? Or were you doing
a bit
of mermaiding?
We were just like floating around and I went on my back for a little bit.
Did you do a little duck dive to see what was at the bottom? Love that.
No, God, no.
Goggles?
Can you do that? No, my friend had goggles though.
You should get the goggles. That's what it's all about.
I couldn't, in the sea.
Yeah, see what's
Why do you want to see what's underneath you? No.
Now, the Irish Sea is a bit murky, but I could see like my thigh.
That's nice.
Ooh,
sexy. Good to know that was still there. So this day last week, we set Emma a bit of a challenge. We were talking about the new Zara being opened on South King Street.
Yes.
Very, very close to the office. We missed it dearly. And it's open now. It opened this day last week. And you said, Emma, I don't want to go near it. Mm. You love a Zara. Mm. You love your shopping. Yep. But you're a bit skint at the moment. And you said, it's dangerous
for me. Middle of the month as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's dangerous for me to be in the vicinity of that Zara.
Yeah, especially the new one. And because when it was open, it was my extracurricular activity to go to that Zara multiple times a week. It was my hobby. I knew the sale rails inside out in January. I knew exactly when something new was added to the sale rail. I'd be like, oh, that skirt was
She knew when something went.
I'd be like, someone bought that skirt.
That was really troubling. That was really...
Seriously.
When something was lit, she was like, someone finally picked that up.
No, that's nice. I was friends with the security guard.
It's a crazy statement.
And then I had a bit of a healing journey while the Zara was closed.
Exactly. Yeah. And you saved a lot of money while it was closed. Mm. You said you're not ready to get in there yet because you haven't recouped the funds from the previous old Zara. So we set you a challenge to not go near the Zara for 1 week.
Yep.
Okay. And we didn't really trust you. Yeah. That you would tell us if you did or not. So producer Callum went to Tesco and he bought a pet tracker, GPS. So we've been tracking you.
They were out of Emma trackers, but we had to get the pet one, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, so we've been tracking you for the last week.
Yeah, so the tracker like gives your general location. It can't exactly say that you've been into the Zara. So some questions will need to be asked here.
Yes.
And we need to know you're going to tell the truth.
So in order to tell the truth, I have gotten you a statement here.
All right.
That will prove that you are not, you know, that you tell the truth. And if you do tell the truth, fantastic. But if not, you are lying to us, to yourself, to Zara, and to the Lord.
And to the people of Dublin. Mm.
So what I would like you to do is read this statement while also putting your hand on this Zara bag as if it was a Bible.
A Bible. Okay.
So hand on the bag,
please. Wow, an official pledge here as if I'm in court.
Here we go.
Will I proceed?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
My hand is on the bag. I, Emma of the Nolan clan,
thank you,
swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. As I sit here, hand on Zara bag, I pledge my honesty to the fashion gods. With the hope of this great city resting on my shoulders, I shall not fib. Hand on Zara bag. This is my promise to you.
Thank you. That was the most official we've ever been on the show.
Very nice. Very okay, much. So would you like to hear the results of the pet tracker, folks?
Yes, please. Okay. Here we go.
It's so weird that you guys have been tracking me all week, you freaks.
This day last week...
We know where you live. Because we've been there.
This day last week, we went to Blanchardstown to do the girly quiz with members of the public. So that is tracked. We do know that you went into a Zara in Blanchardstown.
But not the one that she was not meant to go into.
I bent the rules slightly there and I've already already admitted that on the show.
But you didn't buy anything.
I didn't buy anything. Aisling did. Ha,
not bad. Now, we come into our first issue on Friday when you go from home to this office, Marconi House, and then you stay there, apparently, until Sunday night. This makes no sense.
I mean, you're always working.
What was going last weekend?
Okay, so what happened last weekend was, and I can confirm it was nowhere near that Zara because I wasn't in the country, the pet tracker needed a charge. I forgot to remove it from the office, but I can assure you, I went straight from the office to Dublin Airport from here on a bus. Producer Callum can vouch for that. And I flew back into the country on Sunday to the office for work.
Now, here's why I believe her. Because she had her suitcase packed. I don't think she was adding any more to that suitcase.
That's true. She did come in with a suitcase that day. Okay, we'll allow it. Monday then, you are kicking off in Marconi House where the tracker was. You head to Ainger Street. No Zara there.
No, and it's the opposite direction to Zara.
Yeah, you spend some time in St. Patrick's Park.
Yeah, I went for a nice walk on Monday, yeah.
Lovely. Then back to Drury Street.
Mm.
Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. Very close
now, Emma.
Did you have a little look in or what was going on there?
I went, got a roll from the deli, very bold.
Okay, but how did you fare passing the Zara?
I got quite close to the Zara. I stood and looked in the window. But as I swore on that pledge, I did not put a foot inside the door.
Oh my God.
I had a peek. I did not go in.
I'd say the security guard was there like, why isn't she coming in? What have I done?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Tuesday was a very boring day for you. You were just in Marconi House and home.
Yeah.
Snore.
Yeah, a little bit of cleaning, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And then we come to yesterday, Wednesday.
No.
Yesterday, you attended work. I can see that. You were in the car park where you park your car. You were in two different shopping centres, Stephen's Green Shopping Centre and the Swan Shopping Centre.
Mm.
Okay. Mm.
But before you attended both of those shopping centres, you were located at 40 to 43
South King Street.
What was going on there?
I went into Zara.
No.
I thought by Wednesday, I've given them enough. I walk past this place every day. It's so shiny. I went in, guys. It looks like Kim Kardashian's house in there.
It does,
to be
fair. Oh, my
God. As in, like, it's all kind of nude colours. It's so much bigger.
It's amazing.
So much space. You could swing so many cats in there if you wanted to. I went around every corner. I went to every level.
You dirty dog.
I was a dirty bee.
Did you enjoy it? Did you love it?
I absolutely loved it.
Did you feel
filthy? I relished
in it.
I had to ask a security guard. I was like, I'm lost. Where are the escalators? What used to be in this area? I had a ball. Couldn't find my pal. He wasn't working. Had a good look for him, unfortunately. Okay. Hope he comes back. But I did walk out with nothing.
Wow.
Okay. This is growth.
Yeah. But then I went to Dundrum last night and got something in H&M.
Okay.
Just a little weekend treat. You know yourself. But yes.
Treat on a Wednesday.
Just because I was very good for not going for the week, you know? Pleated skirts are all in, guys.
Come here. I have an issue, and the issue is that I always rewatch the exact same TV shows over and over again.
Okay.
As soon as I finish one, I'm like, will I watch this one again? Queen's Gambit, Desperate Housewives. What I've recently just finished rewatching, well, the good seasons, is a show called Misfits.
Okay.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay. Misfits is a show where these teenagers who are on like kind of parole or whatever, they all get superpowers after a storm. Okay.
Oh my God, I thought it was like Skins.
No, it's they all get superpowers.
No, there was superpowers.
Robert Sheehan is in it.
Yes,
right? And he's like the best character. When he leaves, that's when it just goes downhill.
Right.
But his superpower, right, in the TV show is immortality. He can't die, right?
Okay.
And he starts talking about, there is a reason I'm talking about this, by the way. He starts talking about what he'd do with his power. And he was like, I'm going to go join the circus because they can throw knives at me and I can't die.
Wow, okay.
So he gets paid to just, you know, be on the wheel of death constantly.
Right.
And he'd love it. And I thought, that's a really funny way of looking at things. It is Robert Sheehan, though. What are some other jobs that superheroes would have? And that's what I've come up with. So here is a list of superhero jobs, or jobs that superheroes could do.
This is hard-hitting stuff.
So say, for example, if you could fly. Very expensive taxi driver. Almost like Uber helicopter.
Yes.
If you were invisible, a private investigator or undercover cop. Mm.
Yeah, great check.
Yeah, like with me so far. A mind reader, you could be a prosecutor or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Be interesting.
Get all the baddies in.
Super stretchiness, you could be a plumber. if there's a blockage, just on you go down. X-ray vision, goodbye airport security.
Yeah.
Like, just get this guy in, he'll just look at all the bags. Yeah, you're all grand.
Welcome, X-ray Dave.
Exactly. Super speed,
Deliveroo driver.
Yeah.
Those bikes are already so fast that I'm like, imagine you had super speed as well.
And they're already doing the premium race to get like
fall. Like tenner for super speed. Yeah, exactly. But see, there are some superpowers that if you had, you'd kind of have to become evil. Because it's just how the superpower works. It's
okay.
Just for the best job for said superpower would be to be evil. So here are some of them. If you could walk through walls, bank robber.
Yeah.
Easy, right? Yeah. Very, very easy.
Or just straight into the ATM, just walk through it.
Well, you could use your powers for good because you could rob people who have embezzled.
Yes, that's true.
You could
true.
Only rob robbers.
Very good.
Yeah,
like Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, shapeshifters. Whatever you want. Identity theft is a thing. That'll be deadly.
Yeah.
Weather control, wedding planner or event planner. I know not evil, but if they refuse to hire you, you become a wedding ruiner or an event ruiner.
There's
a tornado on the day of your wedding situation.
Everybody would
be terrified.
If someone kicks up a fuss, boom, hurricane.
Yeah.
On your special day.
Yeah.
Nightmare. And then lastly, time travel. Right? If you could do that, become an inventor. All you got to do is go to the future, figure out what's been made, come back and make it here.
And be a millionaire.
You'd be a millionaire.
And be known as a living legend.
Exactly. Yeah. This guy invented so many things. How does he do
it? It's like that movie Yesterday where he knows all the Beatles songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, those are some jobs that if you ever get superpowers, though, that's what you
it's
can
helpful.
Do.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dave.
No problem.
I that was a nice little step inside your brain.
Yeah, I thought so too.
How long have you been thinking about this for?
I'd say like 7 weeks.
Happy to step out again.
Yeah. The girly quiz, makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, yes.
Just like that, all of my stomach just becomes real tight and real, you know, nutty and
roly-poly.
You feel like you need to run to the loo, do you?
Well, there's no time. We're buckled up here now for the next 8 minutes.
This is the longest thing we do. It could run till 9. Who knows? This is the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Ashley, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together. We quiz our Dave and all things girly. 2 years into this now, he still knows very little about women, it seems. But look, it is good crack. 3 questions are ahead. He needs to get all 3 correct to win the week. But he's not completely on his own with that.
No, he's not. Dave, you have 2 lifelines. One is a Simplify, which is a 50-50 option. The other is our phone a female. And the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. You can meet with the Sculpted by Amy expert makeup artists and find your perfect shade in their flagship store on Grafton Street. And a product bundle by Sculpted by Amy to our phone a female this morning as well.
Who is Sarah? Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Oh, thank Sarah. God she's still there.
Relief.
Thanks for being here, Sarah. I'm sure he'll need you.
Hang on, indeed. Okay?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Thank you, hon. And just to say as well, obviously kids back in school and stuff, the girly quiz, in case you're new to it, has the potential to get spicy. Okay, so hand on the dial if there's kids in the car and there's something that comes up that you're like, Era, we haven't had that shot yet.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm
saying? It's not just possible, it's probable.
Okay, Dave, we need to get you back to winning ways. You had a terrible week last week.
It was embarrassing.
So bad.
Question one in the girly quiz this week.
I'm already sweating, I swear to God.
What Irish influencer is behind the brand Fourth Arc?
Fourth Arc?
Mm-hmm. You heard of it?
Never.
What? Never?
Never.
Fourth Arc has a hold over women in this country like nothing else.
I've never heard of it.
Do you know what they sell even?
No, I haven't a clue.
That's a pity, isn't
boats. Dearing Gary. Doesn't she sell boats or something?
No. She doesn't sell boats. Her dad takes tours around Dublin Bay. She does. Dearing Gary, he does
she
not
sell
boats.
She should get into that business, though. It's lucrative. Selling boats.
Dearing, you can have that for free. Start selling boats. You do very well. Call it Fourth Arc or Fifth Arc. Who knows?
Okay, come on now. The question.
I'd like to think I know my influencers quite well.
Because you follow all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd know my influencers.
You fancy them all?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and she's looking well tonight. You see her one? She's looking class.
I have never said that in my life to them two. To other people. I've absolutely no idea. Do you think Sarah would know this? You really think people would know this?
I think I think a lot of girls would know this.
I feel like
sure.
Sarah could be on the other end of the phone going, please don't come to me, please don't come to me, please don't come to me.
Well,
but Sarah, I'm sorry. We're putting your fader up. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Sarah, I've got 30 seconds of the clock. Which influencer does Fourth Arc?
Rosie Connolly.
Rosie Connolly.
I think.
You think?
I sounded confident.
What is Fourth Arc?
Yeah, it is.
What is Fourth Arc?
They sell clothes.
Not boats.
And no, they have this like famous fleecy hoodie that they sell, and yeah, everybody wears, and I have them. So
oh, do
you? You have one.
Okay, all right. I don't even know Rosie Connolly.
Oh, for God's sake, Dave. Get
what?
Together.
No, I don't know her.
For God's sake, she's one of the OG influencers.
Why would I love her?
Because she's blonde and pretty.
Okay. Right.
And an amazing saleswoman and doing really well and has her own fashion line. And
Dave doesn't care about
All right, let's go with Sarah and go. The answer is Rosie Connolly.
You're absolutely correct.
Let's go, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Well done, darling. Fair play.
Unbelievable answer. What has she won?
A gorgeous Sculpt by Amy product bundle is all yours, gal. Enjoy.
Nice
another
one, Sarah.
Woman in business soon. Very well. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Thank you.
Good luck, Sarah. Bye, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, wow.
Whew.
A lot went on there.
Okay. All right, that was a journey. Question number two. Dave. If a diamond was described as emerald, what would that be referring to?
If a diamond was described as emerald, surely the colour. But maybe it's the cut of the diamond. Emerald. See, when I think of emerald, I think green.
Mm-hmm.
But you could probably get different colour emeralds. I'm not sure. I'm going to say it's the cut of a diamond. It's like...
Didn't even know you'd know what the word cut was.
Yeah, but like... And to be honest, I don't really, because I'm pretty sure you can't cut a diamond.
Would that not mean that there's... Every diamond is one big diamond?
Like, how big are these lumps of things?
Or do you think they grow in like the perfect little shape?
Do you think you just picked them up from the ground and shoved on a ring?
I genuinely did.
Oh, Jesus, Mother of Mercy.
I genuinely thought that's how they were formed. I thought they just whatever
they just look like that.
They just look like that.
Oh, my God.
Because I thought you couldn't cut
it. So convenient.
You can't cut a diamond. I'm pretty sure diamonds are, like, invincible.
You're the one who said cut.
But that's what's confusing me about
it. Sorry, I actually really need to get this clear in my head. You believe that, say, one day if you propose to a lady that you go to a shop saying, what you have there that you dug up from the ground.
That you picked up off the ground.
And it's just the way it was and you shove it on a ring and throw it in someone's finger.
It's not picked up on the ground, but they obviously mine for diamonds. But I thought you might have different shaped diamonds. Like maybe they, like depending on their where they grow. Do you know what I mean?
They grow.
So like, or where their bread. I don't even know how diamonds are made.
Their bread.
good old diamond breeding company going on over there.
So obviously you can cut diamonds. Great. Good to know. I'm very, very happy to know
that. All
right.
That. Let's get back to the question.
I'm going to say it's the cut. I really think it is the green thing, but I think that would be too obvious. I'm going to go with the cut. The cut of a diamond.
You're absolutely right.
Come on!
And I'm very impressed.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful, I really did genuinely think that diamonds just came like that and just that's how they were made. I didn't think you could cut them. I thought they were always like, that's how you'd find out if a diamond was fake. You'd try to destroy it. And if you can't destroy it, it's a real diamond.
Okay, interesting theory.
I mean, I don't know, but they definitely can cut
that them. Might be a ruby. I don't know.
Oh, God, we can't get into this.
Do you not remember that in Flushed Away? Remember Rita, the rat, tries to destroy the ruby and it breaks.
Oh, yeah, then it's fact.
Flushed Away, such a factual show. Good documentary style on diamonds there.
Look,
yeah.
That's where I learned most of the stuff
on.
I know.
Breeding diamonds and that, were they? You're doing well, hon.
Thank you.
You're doing really well. 2 out of 3 in the bag.
Shocking, actually.
Dave, name 3 cliched things you might find at a hen party.
Oh, wow. A hen party. I must say a hen. Being the bride-to-be.
I don't think we'll accept that. That's too obvious.
What?
But though, like, come on.
You asked the question.
Ah, come on now. That's
what would you find at a birthday party? Someone whose birthday it is.
People.
Exactly. Like, that's
no,
an answer.
No.
Right. Okay.
Not human things.
I'm talking about cliched things.
Do you want like funny, like kind of like pin the tail on the donkey type style?
Is that one of them?
Well, pin the.
Pin the willy on the man. Is that not one?
If you want to log that, you can log that.
No, I don't want to log that. Let's go with fingers on the dial.
Fingers on the dial, folks.
Willy straws.
Okay. Willy straws is one.
One.
I don't know after that. A piñata.
You've got to simplify. You want to use it.
How would a simplify work for this question?
I've got one.
Willy straws, and they'd have a veil, and they'd also have a sash. I'm going to say a sash as well, saying bride to be.
I think we have to give it to him.
Yeah, of course
we
you
have
do.
To give it to a man. Well done.
And some sort of flashing glasses or something as well. It's always
L plates.
L plates are gas.
That's another good one.
Why are they a thing?
I was in Dublin Airport Terminal 1 in that outside area last Friday. God, there was gangs of girls in their team bride t-shirts.
Yes.
All in black with skirts, all coordinated, etc.
Blow up man.
Yeah. A blow up man. Yeah.
Carrying around the husband's face, the mask of the lad's face.
Yeah.
God, hen parties need to do better, man. They really do. Well done, Dave. Back
Thank
to
you. Let's go.
The Girly Quiz with Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. I just wanna
wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning.
What's up?
Morning.
Hey there.
Enjoy today. I think the weather's meant to break a little bit at the weekend. So
No.
It's okay.
It's not going to be like this forever.
I know. I feel like I'm in a quiet confidence
space.
Nice this is
week.
Just our lives now. Yeah.
Not fair.
Sorry, did we see the new best friends all over Instagram last night? Video of Rashida Adeleke and Rihanna.
Yes. Woo! How cool was that?
That was incredible.
I have to say, my stomach did a little excited flip when I saw this.
If
I was
you
like,
haven't seen it, it's unreal.
I didn't know what I was looking at. I was like, oh, cool.
I thought
Rashida Adeleke met like a lookalike of Rihanna. That's mad. But no, Rihanna's a fan of Rashida Adeleke.
Yeah, so she was at like Rihanna's Fenty launch or something in London.
I think she's just launched Fenty Hair, so she's on a bit of a press tour at the moment, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Coming across like the soundest person ever, by the way, in anything that she's filmed.
Is she, yeah.
And it looks like Rashida kind of went to like say a meet and greet or whatever, and as soon as she walks up, it's all on video, Rihanna's like, she's like, I follow you.
She was like, I know.
Completely fangirling. She like hugs Rashida by the waist and like
holds on to her.
Like, she's like clutching onto her.
It's so funny.
And like Rashida's like, yeah, but like you're Rihanna. Like, it's unreal. And then Rashida posted on her Instagram saying that Rihanna's followed her since 2022.
Oh my God.
How cool.
And would have followed her progress and everything at the Olympics. It's just incredible.
It's very so cool. Yeah. I just love it for her. Yeah, it's amazing.
Love it for her. Imagine that for Rashida like 2 years ago. Bad gal Riri just followed me on Instagram.
I know, this has to be a joke.
It's so weird. Like, I'm trying to think of what would be the similar to it. I don't know if we... Imagine we went up to Graham Norton. He was like, oh my God, I'm a Dave and Ashley.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, what? You're Graham Norton. What are you talking about?
I know it's
what you
unreal. Mean. I want to see more of the two of them now.
So do I.
They should do a podcast.
Please.
Oh, please.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I have a new obsession, right? My new obsession is a guy called John. And what John does is he goes live on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, Kick, all the rest, right?
Kick?
Yeah, it's another one.
I haven't heard of that one.
It's like an American thing, I think. It's like a streaming platform. Right. And he gives bad news to people.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with it. I want this to be my job. I just think this is so interesting.
Does this go from the really bad to like, oh, will you tell my friend that colour really doesn't suit her?
Yes, everything.
Okay.
Well,
everything
okay.
And in between. So every Thursday at 7 o'clock, he goes live, his time, right? And during his live streams, he calls people to deliver the bad news, whether it be from their friends, their family, acquaintances, enemies, anything like that.
Yeah.
It's really, really interesting. People who basically don't want to give the bad news themselves, they get John to do it.
And are they being identified or is it a non?
They can be anonymous, or it's like, this is from this person. So you'll hear some, I'm going to play some clips of John in a second, right? You'll hear some are anonymous and some are like, this is from Barry. Do you know what I mean? Kind of a vibe,
so there's
right?
a bit of crack in it as well if you're identifying yourself, I presume.
There is, yeah. Exactly. He does it completely for free. However, you can tip him. And I'd imagine the more you tip him, the more likely you are to get your bad news. Actually, you know, do the phone call. Now, I wanted to do this on the show, but we can't because what's a thing here is not a thing in America, called GDPR.
right? So basically what that happens is they go onto this guy's website called johnbreaksbadnews.com and they submit their bad news and they go, here's who you need to call, here's their number.
Oh my God.
And here's their name. They don't have GDPR in America, so it's just...
We're not allowed to do that.
So unfortunately, I can only play you clips of John breaking bad news to people.
Dave, it would have given you crippling anxiety if you'd put yourself in a position to have to ring a random person and tell them bad news. I'd say you're thrilled GDPR exists.
It depends on the bad news. Like, so say, for example, I have some extreme examples and I have some fun examples.
Okay.
I'll start with a fun example of... John breaking bad news.
This is John from John Breaks Bad News. I have some bad news from your boy, J-Dog.
All right, what's that?
Everyone is tired of hearing about how you fly planes, and everyone already knows you fly planes, and they don't need to hear about it. Lots of people fly planes. Flying a plane doesn't make you special, and neither does your 210-pound calf press.
Brilliant.
So obviously that one's a bit of crack.
Yeah.
It's a bit of fun, right? The second one that I'm going to play for you is quite mean. This person rings up a boss of an employee who is sick to death of the boss. So this is real bad news. Have a listen.
Hi, Allison. This is John from John Breaks Bad News. I have some bad news from somebody who would like to remain anonymous. Everybody at your store hates you, and everybody, including your key holders, are going to quit.
Okay.
You should focus on building a team trust and respect instead of forcing drive times.
I am. I'm not forcing drive times right now.
Okay. Well,
who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is John from John Breaks Bad News.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I love you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I love everybody.
No, you don't. Don't lie to me.
No, you don't. Don't lie to me.
Oh, my God. Wait to give you a complex.
Obviously, this is like some KPIs or whatever, you know, like corporate jargon, I'd imagine.
Okay.
So, obviously, this is just a real tough boss.
There was no need to say hate.
Yeah. but
he reads what you put in.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then lastly...
And that's what makes him so ballsy, I guess.
He does this. He's real ballsy.
Yeah.
Especially with this one. Now, third one, it is quite bad news, right? In a weird way. But I enjoy his reaction at the end. So, enjoy.
Hi, Anthony. This is John from John Breaks Bad News. I have some bad news from Ashlyn.
Okay.
Your sister Ashlyn is pregnant.
Oh, my God. That's terrible news.
And mom wants you to move back and raise the kid.
Oh, my God, John. I don't know if I can do that.
I wouldn't.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
That's mad.
So that's what John Breaks Bad News.
I have a task for you. Will you... sign us up.
Yeah. Well, I'll just get you bad news.
See if he'll do bad news for Emma and I.
I can't because of GDPR.
But you can take my number.
Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I will. I'll put in.
Rings us. Be funny.
I'll put in a free request. I'm not going to give him any money.
No money.
I'll put him in a free request, and you are saying it's okay for me to give him your number.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll happily get roasted by John.
I'd enjoy that quite a lot.
So that's John Breaks Bad News, and I love him, and I want to be him.
I will be following him as soon as I can. Rice, come and chip with a bit of. I need a bit of advice again. Standard Emma. Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, can't do anything without
people in Dublin
telling her what to do.
You too, and you listening might be able to. Do me a bit of a favour here. I can cook, kind of, is what I would say. I'm a grand cook. Whenever I cook for my housemate Emer, she's well impressed. I'm like,
I feel like you're quite an adventurous cook. I feel like you make your roasts and you make your potato leek soup and things like that. You do things
I feel like
you
have a few staples.
I have a few staples, exactly. But when it comes to trying something new, wouldn't be great. So my boyfriend Jack's flying over later on and I'd said to him, I'm going to make a really nice dinner on Thursday when you arrive. It'll be ready when you arrive. Lovely. This was kind of in my head.
If I had that to look forward to, man, I'd be so buzzed.
I was like, yeah, it'll just be something like hearty.
Yeah.
Something nice coming in off a plane. So that was grand. And now today is obviously Thursday and I'm like, oh, sugar.
Yeah.
What the hell do I do? So I need to do a bit of a shop after the show when we finish work today and get a bit of a plan in place. So I have three options and I need to decide on one before I do this food shop. And you listening and you two are going to decide what that would be. Are you ready?
Okay, exciting.
One, an easy option. And something that, I'm thinking a stir fry. Maybe a cashew chicken / prawn / beef and broccoli noodles situation.
Oh, you lost me there now.
You're going for a lot there.
No,
which
I'm saying one that you see, right?
Okay.
So something in the stir fry area. So the pros of that, obviously, he might be thinking, geez, the girl can cook healthy.
Yeah.
I like her.
I think he's her boyfriend.
I know. Still early days, Dave. Still need to be impressed.
I like her. Yeah. That's good, Jack.
Really easy and quick. No big deal.
Yeah.
Easy.
And not going to go too wrong.
Yeah, minimal, take about 20 minutes. Like.
Yeah. Minimal cleanup as well. Okay. The cons, a bit bleh, a bit boring, a bit standard. Okay. Now that is option one. Mm-hmm. How do we feel?
I like it so far.
You like it so far?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Okay. I'm hungry now.
Option two. Go big, go hard or go home. Steak, pepper sauce, homemade chunky chips.
Oh my God.
Lads love steak.
Would you fancy me loads then, Dave?
Oh my, I'd never break up with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be it.
Okay, so I was thinking I could go to the actual butchers and buy some proper steaks.
Oh! I'm a vegetarian. This is not fair.
This is the best thing we've ever done on the show.
Would you propose to me there and then?
Honestly, there and then.
Okay. So, pros.
Well, it depends. Can you make a steak?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Pros. Lads love steak.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So do I, and I haven't had it in ages. Tick.
Nice.
Three, I really like going to the butchers in Nutgrove. The lads are really sound.
My mum is scared to go to the butchers.
I like the butchers.
She says it's too male.
It's too male.
I have never in my life met a not very friendly butcher. They're always lovely.
They're always nice, yeah.
The cons, very easy to mess it up. What if he's medium rare and it's the bloody...
Yes,
destroy
that's
it.
True.
And another one, I don't really like the smell in the butchers.
Okay. It's not nice.
It's not a nice smell, no.
But for your boyfriend.
Final option.
If you say it, go on. If you say it, though.
What's going to happen?
Go on. What are you going to say?
Pancakes.
No. No, you lost me completely.
Wait, what?
I was just thinking it could be kind of quirky and unexpected if he arrives and I'm like, pancakes! 30
no.
treat, all the trimmings, some Nutella options, some lemon and sugar, some jam, some banana.
No.
Have it all laid out.
That's very Mrs. Doyle or something.
Pros.
Like, I feel like you've messed up.
Damn, this girl is so quirky and random. Another pro. Yum, 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 yum. Cons, messy, and potential to be considered a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, letdown. If I want a meal...
You're not getting a pancake.
You can only have pancakes for dinner on one day. And yeah. Pancake Tuesday.
See, I'd be considered a bit of a rule breaker. A bit of a badass bee. You know?
Steak, man.
Really?
Steak, man.
What were you hoping I would say there as option three?
I thought you were going to say a roast.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. A bit of beef, a bit of Yorkshire puddings because he's English anyway.
Yeah. And he's from Yorkshire.
The gravy.
Yeah.
Did you ever try corn?
Shut up.
Don't think you'd be into the corn.
The grown-ups are talking here.
Okay, I need you to shop after the show today. You've heard what guys think. What do you think listening? Are we going one? And you could just write the number one in a WhatsApp. That one is stir fry, okay? Two is steak. Three, pancakes. Very disappointed with your reaction to the pancakes. Thought that would get a bit more love. So one,
I'd
two,
say they do
three.
Them after the steak.
I'm stuffed here. 087-711-1038. What am I cooking tonight? One, two, or three?
I'm starving.
All right, I was just asking for your advice. My boyfriend is coming over later, and I said, I'm going to make a really nice dinner tonight. So when you come over on Thursday, will you fly in? We'll have something really nice ready for you, kind of a thing. I was kind of looking forward to it all week. And now it's Thursday, and I'm like, crap, I actually have to do that now.
Yeah, that's
grim. Why did I say that?
I have to follow through on what I said when I was really giddy about it.
Book a restaurant
day.
Or something.
Yeah, I should have. But
I've always found restaurants are much better at food than I.
Yeah, me too, actually. Weird that, isn't it?
Shocking.
Very strange, yeah. So I have a few options and I was asking for your advice just to help me decide on what I need to get cooking later on and what to buy, etc. So I was saying I have three kind of options in my head. A stir fry, kind of a cashew chicken prawn beef or something, one of those. Noodles or rice maybe.
The cashew is, you're off to a good start with the
I
cashew.
I love an cashew nut, yeah.
Yum. So nice.
Two, steak.
Yeah.
Go to the actual butchers, get a nice little bit or two of steak, homemade chunky chips, bit of pepper sauce. I was thinking that.
But that then, is just anything homemade, unreal.
Yeah. Then I was interested in the vibes of pancakes. Would people be like, oh, she's so, would he be like, oh, she's so quirky, make pancakes? That's not getting a huge amount of love, I've noticed. So I've been asking you one, stir fry, two, steak, or three, pancakes. What do you think? Fanula was on.
Number two for sure, go for the steak. And sure, you can always make pancakes in the morning.
Well, that's true too. We are pretty early, but maybe I can make them tonight and then eat them leftover.
Yeah, the battery,
maybe.
It is always better when it sets.
Well, yeah. What are you doing? I'm getting up to make pancakes. It's 4 in the morning.
Harsimar was on as well. What do you think I should do here, Harsimar? 1, 2 or 3?
2 plus 3. I'll go with Dave.
I agree, Harsimar. I agree. 2 plus 3. Steak and pancakes. Yeah. Love it.
Steak followed by pancakes. Pancakes could arguably be a little dessert after.
Yeah.
Okay,
true.
Interesting.
And then we'll do breakfast the next day.
Okay, good shout. Thank you very much for that, hon.
Yeah, no problem. Lovely to hear from you guys.
You too, Arsene. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you so much. This in as well from Louise. Again, one being stir fry, two being steak, three being pancakes.
Make them the steak for tonight and then
before you go to bed, make the pancake mix and leave it in the fridge overnight to set. And then after the show tomorrow, go home and have pancakes for breakfast or brunch.
Legend. That is a great choice.
Louise, fantastic. Yeah. I love it. Fantastic.
She's got it all sorted there. Mm-hmm.
Josh was on. He said option two being the steak, but if he asks for well done, you have to dump him on the spot. Josh, okay. Couldn't agree more.
I told you.
Medium rare.
Lads love steak. Pavel says if she does anything other than option two, I'm changing radio station.
Men love their steak.
They do.
If he wants it well done, I'm changing radio station.
Really?
Shane says he'll propose if you do number two.
Excellent.
As in the steak. the steak.
If yeah. I'm not... If she,
yeah, Jack is weird. Yeah.
1-2. This is Spin 1038 on air. Dublin's next radio star.
Come and get it if you got it.
Now, earlier on this year, we were telling you we were on the lookout for Dublin's next radio star. We had applications open across the month of July. We held live tryouts in Dundrum, and that was a bit of crack. And we are excited to reveal the final six to you this week. That's what we've been doing over the last couple of days.
Yes, we've heard from three of our final six so far. It's time to speak to our fourth. They're going to be new voices popping up on Spin. Each one is going to get their own Sunday night show for a month on Spin with training and mentorship as well. Yeah.
When we have more details on that, make sure you support them as well and listen in.
Absolutely.
And, you know, give them a bit of a kick on their first show. It's time to call, as you said, our fourth person in the final, our finalists, and it's Ashley, okay? More good news.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Ashley?
Yeah, this is Ashley. Hi.
Hey,
hi,
how
Ashley.
Are you?
Hi, Ashley.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley here at Spin. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm good. How are you?
Have you ever been on a call with three other people before? It sounds so weird to ring someone and have three
never
people
been on
phone.
A call with, like, three people who've been this happy before. But yeah.
That's our job, Ashley.
Yeah. Normally it's a really serious conference call or something. Where are you right now? What are you doing?
I'm actually in London on a work trip right now.
Oh, very nice.
I know, very unusual.
Yeah, girl.
What's the work trip for?
I work with Sculpted by Amy, so we're here doing a couple shoots and a couple exciting things.
Yes,
that's cool.
Love that. Happy days. Well, I know you're kind of interested in another little career, perhaps in radio, yeah?
I am, always.
Amazing.
And over the last few months, you applied for Spin's talent search. Well, we have some really good news for you this morning, Ashley.
Yeah, well, you're in the final six, so that's pretty good news. But that means you're going to get your own show every Sunday for an entire month with training and mentorship as well.
Stop, sorry. I actually think I just stopped breathing there for a minute.
Congratulations, Ashley.
Nice one, Ashley.
You're coming to Spin.
Can't wait to meet you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You can teach us. You can teach me some nice makeup looks while you're here, yeah?
I don't know if you should trust me, but I can try.
Oh my God, Emma and I will be absolutely stunning every morning. You can come in before the show. No, we're just kidding.
Yeah, that's what she has to do.
No.
No, you got your own show. You'll have your own makeup team in no time,
true.
I'd say.
You can be the next big radio star, Ashley. We can't wait to meet you. The very best of luck with it. And,
best luck,
well
Ashley.
Done.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I really appreciate the call. This is such a lovely surprise.
Good luck, Ashley. Have a great day.
Thank you
well
so
done.
Much.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
I keep thinking of other people who are waiting on that call going like, lads, come on, it's Thursday.
Ring me.
You're going to be ringing me.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, well, there's only two spots available.
Exactly. So two calls to be made tomorrow.
A lot to be done.
If you applied for this, we urge you to get up early and make sure you can take a call from us anytime between 7 and 10.
The really annoying thing
tomorrow.
Is I applied for this, so I'm kind of wondering.
When are they going to let me know?
When does the mentorship happen?
Do you ever just have a moment and you're like, why are humans so awkward? And I'm talking about myself. I was on the Lewis yesterday and I was standing and a seat became free and I was like, class, I'll sit there. And then I looked and the woman in the seat beside it had the exact same school bag as I had on. Like the exact same colour, exact same type. And it was on her lap and I was like, I can't sit there.
Ashley!
And I stayed standing.
It's so weird.
I was like, how embarrassing though if I sit down and I plonk my identical bag on top of me, do I kind of look and be like, same bag.
It's shocking that the company made two.
Yeah, I know, but I literally didn't sit there
I
then.
Would own that. I'd be like, oh! There's a seat, and we've got the same bag. Sometimes a bit of eye contact, a little grin over.
I wasn't
maybe you were meant to connect.
Yeah, you missed an opportunity. Well, it could be your new bestie.
It's what happened.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.